Jays winning 7-2 last night, 4-1 on the welcome homestand. Seven games left against Cleveland again tonight. Mats at 8-6 will go for Toronto. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline is Steve Phillips. Steve, welcome in, sir. How are you today?
Yeah, good morning. Good to be with you guys.
Our pleasure to have you. So just going back, and you probably said this with other people, but when you analyzed what the Jays did at the deadline, was this good for you?
Oh, yeah. It definitely was good for me. I mean, I'm sure I would have probably liked another starting pitcher. But I definitely think that they've impacted their game. And you know, especially in the bullpen, I think the Joaquin Soria addition late was a very good one for them. And in a veteran guy there into the pen and to go with Brad Hand. And now it's going to be up to the players to go out there and do their thing and get it done. I mean, I love how Alec Manoah came out of the gates and off the aisle and threw the ball really well. You know, it looks like George Springer's bat's really heating up. And they just have to pitch now. And if they pitch, they should be able to make this run. You know, I know the Yankees have played some good baseball lately as well. You know, Oakland's been a little bit hit and miss, but it's going to be a terrific race to the end.
So what a greedy guy you are. The Jays have Ryu. They've got Ray. They've got Manoah. Now they've got Berrios. And you want more starting pitching.
Yeah, I want more. Because you know what it is that there's nowhere to go now for additional depth. You know, when you don't have any place to go, then I want to make sure I have it in-house because they've experienced and they've test-driven all of the depth that they currently have and haven't found the answer. And so I would like to get somebody who, if somebody goes down or there's an injury, that you've got somebody that is more than just a you know, a player who's still figuring it out at the big league level. And so, you know, I saw Zach Davies hang in there and not get trades, and I thought, man, I'd love to have that guy. I throw strikes, and look, if he pitches, he gets up four runs in five or six innings every time, this Blue Jays, he's got a chance to win. And so you don't need somebody who's perfect. Just give me somebody who's predictable.
So here's my concern as someone that really likes this Jays roster. My concern is with 58 or so games to go, that they've put themselves in such a difficult position with their one-loss record. Not that they can't get to a wild card race of sorts, but every time they win, one of the four teams that's between them and a playoff spot is bound to win. And so you're only picking up, you know, games, you know, in a very small way. And difficult when you have to make a large leap to get to where they need to go. So I'm wondering, do you think Ross Atkins took too long to take care of the Jays pitching?
No. You know, I think that actually he did a better job of that than most. And you think about the fact that they got Trevor Richards and Adam Simber, you know, I think Simber back in Dickerson back the end of June, and then Richards even before the break. And so I don't, you know, it takes two to tango, and I don't know that teams were dancing until closer to the trade deadline. And so I don't think he could. I mean, I would have said last offseason I would have liked another starter. I think they you know, they didn't make the moves then. They were going to wait and see how it played out this year with some of the guys they did have. So, so thank God for Alec Manoah because he really wasn't part of the plan because Pearson was going to be the guy that was part of the plan. And they've heard flip-flopped, the short-term planning and development for the two of them. But I think as far as in-season, you know, it's really hard to get good pitching in the first couple of months of the season, even for the teams that are rebuilding. You know, they want to be able to sell some tickets, have some fans come out, give them something to watch, at least for some period of time. And so they want to have some competitive team. So I don't know that he could have done more than he did. I think that I would have loved more. Look, I love Berrios. I think he is terrific. It's a great pickup. He looked great in his first start. I mean, it was terrific. I think that it is a big hole. It's not too much to overcome, even with the teams that are involved. It's going to take maybe a run where they win 7 out of 8, 8 out of 9, and then they can go back to the alternating way of playing, right? They just have a little bit of a run. I like the Blue Jays better than the Yankees. I know the Yankees added some bats. They didn't add any pitching. And they're waiting and hoping on Severino and Corey Kluber to come back in September. We have no idea what those guys are going to be. I mean, they could be good, but even if they're good in a game, I don't know that they're going to be consistently good coming back from Tommy John surgery and another injury. Oakland, I like. I think Oakland adding Starling Marte was big for them. You know, they fortified the bullpen a bit as well, and some of the roles on the team, I think they've done some things to make themselves better. But I worry more about, and I don't worry about Seattle. It's their house of cards that I believe. I know they believe in themselves, but I think at some point that's going to come tumbling down. So I think the bigger issue is Oakland for the Blue Jays. I mean, the Yankees are going to be close, but the Yankees aren't going to separate themselves from anybody with the moves that they made. They made. I like the bats they got, but they can't pitch, and so that's their bigger issue.
Steve, I'm going to ask you to be a weather forecaster with much greater accuracy. Based on what you've said there and your projections with the run differential that we've talked about before, you know, how deep can the Jays go? Because we've had preliminary round disaster here in Toronto, and we want to know, like, can they make noise if they get into the wild card?
Well, anybody who gets in can make, you know, like Yankee fans love to say, well, just give us a chance in that wild card game. We've got Garrett Cole. They don't know that. You may need Garrett Cole to pitch on that Sunday before the wild card game on the last day of the season to even get to the wild card game. It's going to be such a great race till then. So anybody who thinks, well, we've got one great pitcher, so we have a good chance of winning a wild card game. I mean, you better hope that everything aligns perfectly and that you probably rolled the dice in the last couple days of the season. And don't use that one pitcher and then get lucky to win and then hope that he's available. Because, you know, if they need him to pitch, he's going to probably pitch on short rest on the last day of the season or pitch on in between starts on that day. So the Jays can do it. You know, they don't have the pitching the White Sox do or the Astros do. But it doesn't mean that they don't have good enough pitching. They're going to have to win some games in a bit of a different way. But they can advance if they get there, and even as a wild card, because I do like their pitching better than the Yankees pitching. And I think that if they win a wild card game, they could still throw a game one starter in the division series that I think is more than formidable in a competition like that.
Well, when I look at the American League East, and I've been watching it pretty closely all season long, I like the Jays roster better than the Red Sox roster. I like the Jays roster better than the Yankees roster. And I know this is a terrible thing to say because we never really understand what the Tampa Bay Rays are, but I like their roster better than Tampa Bay's roster. And all season long, they've been sitting in fourth. Other than bullpen not working, why has this Jays team not been as good as three teams that they should be better than?
Yeah, timing is the issue. I mean, you look at the run differential, and it indicates that the Blue Jays are better than the Yankees and the Red Sox, but run differential doesn't, you know, we don't consider that in the standings. And so timing has been the issue. The Blue Jays win big and lose the close games. I think their record in one-run games is not very good. Their record in extra inning games. And so, you know, you start looking at some of those close games and the way that the numbers are there, and you start to figure out within that where some of the difference is in the standing. I agree with the Red Sox, but, you know, there's a difference between having a pitching staff. You can have two pitching staffs, one that pitches to a 4.5 ERA, one that pitches to a 4.1 ERA, and in some ways the 4.5 ERA team can be better if the timing and the way that they pitch is more predictable. And so, you know, what I mean by it is, okay, 4.5 ERA is a quality start, so that's, you know, three runs and six innings, we give that a quality start, but 4.5 ERA doesn't sound great. But what happens is that when you have a team where to get to the 4.2 ERA, you get a shutout on one day, and then you get a starter that throws a clunker, giving up seven runs the next day, those don't equal the same as a guy that gives up three runs in six innings every day. It's a different game. And what it does is it changes the at-bats for your offense. It burns through your bullpen in a different way. And what ends up happening is that you overwork your bullpen in a way that, which is a lot what the Blue Jays did, and they had so many guys coming in and out that you end up fatiguing them to the point of overuse. And then you may have two games where you pitch great as a starter, but then you get three more clunkers and you burn through your bullpen again. And so timing really matters, and the Blue Jays' timing has not been good. Now, typically, over a season, the timing issues can resolve themselves and even out. The last time a team made the playoffs with a negative run differential is 2007. But we may see a team this year that might make the playoffs, or two that might make the playoffs with negative run differential. It just doesn't really often happen.
So as we're sitting here now in early August, you know what the schedules are like. What chances, in your mind, what chance do the Blue Jays have of being in that wild card game at the end of the season?
Yeah, so I think they've got I think it's a pick 'em between the Yankees, the Jays, and the A's. And I'd probably say 35% for the Jays, 35% for the A's, and 30% for the Yankees. It's going to be that close to the end with those three teams fighting for the second wild card spot.
We'll hold you to it, Steve. Thanks very much.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Steve Phillips, TSN MLB analyst at Steve Phillips GM is the Twitter account, and Steve Phillips joined us on the Maple Toyota Hotline. It's time to Toyota right now. Drive in the new 2021 Corolla LE upgrade for the same price as the Corolla LE, mapletoyota.ca. So free upgrades, what we're trying to say there.
Perfect.
Yes.
If it takes 90 wins or right around there to get into the playoffs, and I think that's what it's going to take, somewhere between 90 and 92 wins. Do the Jays have enough time with 58 games to go?
Yeah, looking at that.
To get to that number. Like, they're going to have to play six-something baseball the rest of the way. And they have a good schedule. They have an easier schedule than the teams that they're chasing.
So let me ask you this. If they were able to play 600 baseball, you might be inspired that they could go deeper, right?
Well, if they can do that and get into a wild... And one thing that's interesting, you get into the wild card spot, normally you want one of your guys, one of your aces to be ready to pitch that wild card game if you're in the wild card game. But what the Jays have are you. They have Ray. They have Berrios. And they have Manoah. And I would be comfortable sitting here managing from this studio right now.
Which is the best place to manage from.
I would be comfortable having any one of those guys in a one-shot wild card game. I just think enough of all four of those starting pitchers that they could get through with that guy, with this lineup, and you're just starting to see what George Springer can do.
Yeah, so how would you compare this to what we've had in the past, 2015?
It's a different kind of team. I mean, 2015 was a veteran team of old guys that, you know, Josh Donaldson, you know, the MVP season, and Jose Bautista and Edwin Encarnacion, and those kind of sluggers who had pedigree.
Yeah.
These are guys, these are kids that the other day were tying up Vladimir Guerrero Jr. in the dugout on the day he wasn't playing to keep him, you know, still. I mean, this is a playful young group. And, you know, it's a group you can't help but like. I mean, it's a really likable team.
You'd have to go back decades to find that.
I think this reminds me of those sort of 84 Blue Jay teams when Mosby and Bell and Barfield were all sort of becoming something. And that's what, here you've got Guerrero and Bichette. And then you look at what Semien and Springer have brought. And there's so many different portions and components that this roster has.